It's the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, a Saturday night at SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina. Eric Bach joined by relief pitcher Matt Merrill, who accomplished just the fifth immaculate inning in all of minor league baseball last night. Nine pitches, nine strikes, three strikeouts. And Matt, I gotta ask, you go out there after the rain delay, it's like 11 o'clock at night. Did you know you were going to go into the game if we were resuming?
Well, I found out I was going into the game at about 10:15, 10:20-ish inside the locker room. And I had no idea that I was going to go in. But as soon as I found out, I just told myself there's only one thing I can control, and that's my attitude. And told myself I'm happy about it. So I went out there, and I was happy to do it. And good things happened.
I'm pretty sure I watched the clips back. It was all fastballs. You're just out there throwing straight heat. I mean, walk me through that inning and then walk me through the aftermath in the dugout.
Well, before I even went out there for the inning, you know, every single player for each team all got a two-hour delay. I had a feeling they probably would be on their heels coming out, so why not take advantage of that? So I went out there and I gave it the best shot I possibly could. And I honestly had no idea that I was taking care of them that quickly. I got back in the dugout, and I heard a couple guys say the word immaculate, but I didn't know that I actually did it until Riley Cornelio came up to me and was like, "Matt, you realize you actually just threw an immaculate inning, right?" And that's whenever it kind of dawned on me. I actually did that.
Where does that rank among your baseball accomplishments? I mean, that's such a rare thing. You know, somebody fouls off a pitch all the time. You make a good pitch, somebody fouls it off. Like, it's so rare to see an immaculate inning like that. Where does that rank for you?
Oh, man. It's got to be up there. It's got to be up there. I had no idea I was doing it while I was out there, so the moment didn't really get me until afterwards, which made it, I can't say it felt easier to do, but it wasn't on my mind to try to throw an immaculate inning. So, you know, it's still probably the top moment.
Gotta be, right? We're talking with Matt Merrill here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. So for you, you've been a journeyman guy. You've been in professional baseball for a long time. What motivates you to still continue to work as hard as you do every day to try to advance and make this a lifetime career for you?
Oh, man, it's as simple as the no regrets. You know, one day my baseball career is going to end, and I know a lot of guys who have played professional baseball and a lot of guys whose careers have ended in the minor leagues. And the number one thing that they all say is try not to have any regrets whenever you're done. And the way I see it, there's only one thing that I could actually regret, and that's not giving it everything I have. So as long as I do that every day, I got peace of mind and I go about my work.
Give me a summary in your eyes of your season so far, because the numbers are good. Obviously, you know, an immaculate inning is a highlight, but overall it's been really solid for you, especially recently. Where would you assess where you are right now?
Still just trying to prove myself, man. There's a lot of things that I still need to get better at, and there's things that I'm still working at every single day. And it's been a real help seeing the results on the field recently. It motivates me to keep on going, but there's still a lot of work to do, and that's where my mind stays.
How was your phone after the game? I'm sure that it was blowing up a little bit more than usual after an outing.
Yeah, I was getting a couple texts, but every other text was one from my mom. So she was sending me a bunch of texts saying good job and stuff.
Good to have the family support. So for you and this pitching staff, what do you think is the key for not only you, but the entire staff moving forward as we try to turn things around and chase a second half championship?
Man, we got to believe that we're better. You got to believe that in your heart, that you're better than the person who you're facing. And that kind of takes the pressure off and it allows you to just perform. And, you know, in low A, there's a lot of pressure to perform, because if you don't perform here, there's nowhere to go. You can't go down from here, really. So if you're out there and you really believe that you have what it takes, most of the time you will. You'll have what it takes.
Last one for you. Any goals, any specific goals that you have for the rest of the season as far as, like, these are some boxes I want to check that 2023 was a successful year for Matt Merrill?
I need to throw my fastball a little bit harder, man. I threw it 2 years ago in Fredericksburg. I ran it up there pretty good, and I'm still trying to find that again this year.
Fair enough. Matt Merrill here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, coming off an immaculate inning last night. Again, incredible to watch. Congratulations, my man.
Thank you.